This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Today, Germany's parliament approved a $13 billion rescue package for Cyprus. The overwhelming yes vote came after a warning from Germany's finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble, that if Cyprus is allowed to go bankrupt, other Eurozone countries could be at risk. The BBC's Steve Evans joins us from Berlin with more. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
It seems like every time we talk to you, Steve, about this bailout or that bailout, that you tell me that the German people just can't stand this anymore. They don't want to give up any more money. And yet every time they do.
That's absolutely right. You always think this is the one where they'll say no. But there's always this game of bluff, isn't there? There's always this game of who's going to jump off the line first. Every new bailout, the situation is if there is a banking collapse, banks in Northern Europe, German banks, will get badly burnt. So Mr. Schäuble goes along and says, well, we can't let this one happen. It's a small one. Therefore, we will come up with the money, but we're going to be tough. The real problem comes if, let's say, Italy starts falling apart, if the finances of Italy start falling apart and the markets start thinking, this one's not sustainable. Italian banks are going to be under real pressure. The Italian economy is clearly a serious business compared to the Cypriot economy, which is tiny.
Now, the reason that Germany is so important with a vote like this is that it is Europe's biggest economy. And I just want to ask, how are things going economically in Germany? Is it still doing well?
It's certainly doing well compared to the rest of Europe, not just the Eurozone. But having said all that, growth is going to be bumping along just above zero this year. And there is this debate, I think, a debate across the Atlantic over austerity.
Right.
And Mr. Schäuble and Chancellor Merkel believe very, very strongly that you do not borrow to spend. And so these belts are going to get tightened a lot more yet, I think.
The BBC's Steve Evans in Berlin. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.